Hamashiach Paragimel Mishnah Dalet Hamarabe says Beso V'Nasan Bo Chitim V'Tanenu. Somebody who sprinkles down his house in order that the dust should settle, and he puts down wheat on the floor of the house, and the wheat became damp. In Machmas Hamayim B'Chiyutan. If that which the wheat became damp after you put them down on the floor of the house is from the water, that after you sprinkled the house, the floor of the house was still damp from that water, and that's how the wheat became damp, then that would be b'chiyutan, the wheat would be mukshar to be makambotum, and that's considered nichale, as he wanted the wheat to become wet, as since he deliberately went ahead and sprinkled the floor before he put down the wheat, so he obviously wanted the wheat to become wet, so the wheat are mukshar to be makambotum. But if that which the wheat became wet wasn't from the water that he sprinkled on the floor, and that water had already dried, but it became wet from the rock, as the floor was made out of rocks, and the rocks were damp, and that's what caused the wheat to become wet, then the wheat is not b'chiyut, and it's not mukshar to be makabel tuma. The reason being is because that's not considered nichla. He didn't necessarily want that the wheat should become wet. He just wanted to put them on the floor, and the wheat became wet from the damp rocks of the floor, and since after he had sprinkled the floor, it had already dried before he put the wheat down. So when he put the wheat down, they didn't become wet from that water. It became wet just because the rocks that the floor was made out of were damp. It's not considered that he wanted the wheat to become wet. He just needed a place to put the wheat down, and therefore, that's not considered nichalei, they're not mukshar to be makabel tuma. Hamachabes suso ba'areba. Somebody was washing his clothing in a utensil. Nasan ba'chitim v'tanano. After he washed his clothing in that utensil and poured out the water, he put wheat in the same utensil that he washed his clothing in, and the wheat became damp from the little bit of water that was still left in the utensil. If that which the wheat became damp was from the leftover water that was still in the utensil, then that's considered nichale, and it's b'chiyutan. The wheat is mukshar to be makabel tuma, as since he had deliberately went ahead and placed the wheat in the utensil that still had a little bit of water left in the utensil, that's considered that he wanted the wheat to become wet, and they are susceptible to become tummy. In machmas atzmon enam b'chiyutan. But if that which the wheat became wet was not from any water that was left in the utensil, and there was no water left in the utensil, that which the wheat became wet was machmasata from themselves. It became damp simply because of the environment. In such a case, that's not considered nichale. It's not that he wanted the wheat to become wet, and there was no water left in the utensil when he put the wheat in, so therefore, that which it became wet is not making mukshar to be makawatum. Hamitanein b'chol harezu b'chiyutan. Somebody who puts wheat in sand, and it became damp from the sand, as sand is always damp. That's considered b'chiyutan, that he wanted the wheat to become wet. And since sand is always damp, when he put the wheat in the sand, he knew it would become wet, so therefore that's considered that he wanted it to become wet. And it's mukshar to be makabel tuma. Ma'isa ba'anshei ha'mechoz. It was a ma'isa with the people that lived in mechoz. Shehayu matinin b'chol. They always used to dampen their wheat by putting them in sand. Amru lahem chachamim. And kacha yitam oisa. Lo asitam tara mimecha. The chachamim said to the people who lived in mechoz, if that's what you always do, is to put the wheat in the sand to make it damp, then you never made your wheat betara in your life, as since you know that the wheat is always damp when it's put into sand, as sand always dampens the wheat, and that's why you're putting them in the sand, is to dampen them. So you definitely wanted them to become wet, so their mukshar is susceptible to become tummy, and they will subsequently become tummy. So if that's what you always did, your wheat has always been tummy. You never had tara wheat in your life. Somebody who dampens his wheat by putting it into dried out clay, and that dried out clay might still have a little bit of dampness to cause the wheat to become wet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, if there's enough dampness left in the dried out clay, that if you put your hand there, your hand would become wet. In such a case, the wheat that would dampen from this dried out clay would be b'chiyutan. It would be susceptible to become tummy. But if not, that the dried out clay is so dried out that if you put your hand there, your hand would not get wet. In such a case, the wheat that was dampened in this tit hanogov would not become wet enough to be b'chiyutan. It would not be susceptible to become tummy. Hamarabet es grano. Somebody who sprinkles down his threshing floor. Ein achoyshe shemanasa b'chitin v'tanenu. The person who sprinkles his threshing floor doesn't have to be concerned that after he sprinkled his threshing floor and put the grain down on the floor, that the grain became wet, and the grain would be susceptible to become tummy. He doesn't have to be concerned for that, as the threshing floor is so dry that when he sprinkles it, that water immediately becomes absorbed in the ground, and the wheat that is subsequently placed on the floor would not become damp. Malakin asavin kishata alayim. Somebody who picks grass, and the grass is wet from the dew on the ground. And he picked the grass in order to wrap wheat with that grass. And that wheat became wet from the dew that's on the grass. The dew would not be machshir the chita, and the chita would not be b'chiyuta, and it would not be susceptible to become tamei, even though it became wet from the dew. And even though dew is one of the seven liquids that is machshir oichlin to become susceptible to be tamei, but in this case, he didn't necessarily want that the grass should be wet with dew. He just wanted the grass in order to wrap the wheat with it, so therefore it's no nichalei. He didn't desire that the grass should become wet from the dew, and therefore it's not b'chiyuta. Im niskavi lakach, but if that was his intention, that the wheat should become wet from the dew that's on the grass, that's a different story. In such a case, the wheat would be b'chiyuta, and it would be mukhshar to be makabel. Somebody who's bringing wheat to the place where he grinds it, and it happens to be raining outside when he brings the wheat to the place where it's grass, and the wheat became wet from the rain. If he is glad that the wheat became wet from the rain, in such a case, that's called nichle, that's called that he desired that it should be wet, and therefore it's b'chiyutan, it's mokshur to be makabel tumah. As even though he was anyway bringing the wheat to the place where it's ground, he didn't dafka bring it in the rain. It just happened to be raining when he went. So therefore, you might think, since he didn't plan that it should become wet, that's not called nichle, but the Mishnah tells us, since he is glad after it became wet, that it was raining when he took it, so therefore that's called nichle, that's called that he desired that it should become wet, and that's enough to make it susceptible to become tumah. Rabbi Yehuda, I marry Afshar Shalom Lismah. Ella Imama. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, it's impossible that he wouldn't be happy that the wheat became wet from the rain, as it's easier to grind once it's wet. But that's not enough to make it nichle. Since he didn't plan that it should become wet, it just happened to become wet because it just happened to be raining when he took it to the place where it's ground. That would not make it nichle unless he stopped. He stopped at one place so that the wheat should be more time in the rain. So in such a case, he did an action to show that he wanted the wheat to become wet. He stopped in the rain so that the wheat would have more time to get the rain on them. In such a case, that would be nichale, and it would then be mukshir b'makabel tumah. But if he did not stop, he just carried it in the normal way to the place where it's ground, according to Rabbi Huda, that would not be called nichale, and it would not be mukshir b'makabel tumah.